few years ago, you were encouraging people they could clap between movements, and you received an amount of criticism for it. I heard one story that people were shushing those who were applauding, and others were shushing those for shushing.
Oh dear, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I'd created any kind of stir.
What's your feeling? Do you think that there should be, say, applause between movements?
If it's I'll tell you my first feeling, that to a great degree, the responsibility for not having applause between movements belongs to the performer. It has to do with your concentration and your focus, and I'll admit it, you know, freely, I mean, in your physical demeanor at the conclusion of a movement of a work. I personally don't mind applause between movements at all. You know, the problem is it doesn't have anything to do with music, really, because what happens is that people applaud, you know, at the end of the first movement of the Tchaikovsky concerto, and then some of them get shushed, and so then the people who applauded are made to feel that, well, you're stupid and ignorant, and, you know, don't you... There's something really funny about having silence at the end of the first movement of the Tchaikovsky piano concerto. I'm sorry. It doesn't destroy anything. You're in a public place. I mean, this is music being played for people in a public setting. I understand that it could be disturbing. I mean, I don't think that if you play the second Brahms piano concerto, I mean, I'm not real crazy about it when people applaud after the slow movement, which is the third movement in that case, since there are four movements. But a little bit it is something about our tension, as the players, I mean, the orchestra and me and the conductor, if we have enough tension on this last chord and our focus is somehow on connection, if people are listening, then they won't applaud. You know, look, there are always people... I must tell you, I'm also not crazy, for example, at the end of a composition. So now is the time to applaud, right, conventionally. At the end of a composition, when there's somebody who wants to let you know that they know it's over, and they jump in there with a... You know, I'm not crazy about that. So there, you know, I mean, people are never satisfied. You know, first of all, there's nothing worse than no applause at all. That would be really terrible. Can you imagine playing a recital and you finish and people just look at you, you know? Well, we're used to having applause. I think that, yeah, there are pieces where it is more disturbing than others. And the performers can usually somehow manage to convey that this is not a time to applaud and move on to the next movement. And that's enough. You know, I don't think we have to get all bent out of shape about this issue.